This is Ozarks at Large. This evening, Blossoms Burlesque will take to the stage at Teatro Scarpino. The show is something that classical ballet dancer Lady Lavender, her stage name, says she has been thinking about for years. She teamed up with Christy Chambers, a former Broadway performer, to produce this evening's entertainment. Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas recently spoke with Chambers and Lady Lavender, who began the conversation with how she came up with the idea for a burlesque show.
I went to a burlesque show, and I thought, I can do that, and I can do that better. So then I just started reading burlesque and researching burlesque and going to all kinds of shows in different cities and playing with it, and now we have a show.
Okay. And then, Christy, you are a recent transplant, I guess, to Fayetteville.
Yes. I love Fayetteville, Arkansas. My husband grew up in this area. Both my husband and I lived in New York City for 23 years. So we have been here since, I think it's just about been a year now, and we're both retired performers. I had a great career as an artist in New York as a singer, dancer, and actor, and with several Broadway credits, and that was my past. But now I'm transitioned here and really enjoying it. And when we reconnected when I moved here, she told me about the show, and I think that the show has burlesque, and what she explained has so much room for creativity, and it's not just one type of show. You can really twist and turn areas of it, and we think we're going to bring something unique to this area.
There's so much room in the future to bring in things like jugglers and comedians and musicians. So the show is really a collaboration mm-hmm. of a lot of different artists. Randall Shreve will be playing the show. Hot Club is going to be playing in between the performances to set the mood. And then we have a costumer named Darcy Ames Harris, and she has been having so much
fun.
She's just this little petite, you know, angel that has come in and helped us with the costumes, because the choreography for burlesque and the costumes are intricately related. You almost can't choreograph without knowing what the costumes are going to be. So,
well, burlesque kind of means, and it does mean sort of a variety show, mm-hmm. and it sounds like you have a lot of variety.
Right.
How do you organize all these different performers who are doing so many different things? How does that all come together?
It is very intricate. We're doing it in bits and pieces, and we have, and I'm doing a lot of the choreography, so a lot of it is very dance-based. And so we have a lot of group numbers with a lot of different dancers, and then we have soloists. But then Randall Shreve actually came to the rehearsal for the first time last night. I just said, stand there. That's all you need to do. And he's like, I feel kind of, you know, useless. But I'm like, no, just stand there. It's great. And so it's almost been a magical process.
We have some audience participation. I'm going to be hosting the show the evening with Matt Chambers. And we really just want to have a great night. There's not going to be, in theater, there's a fourth wall that exists. But we want to sort of have that fourth wall broken and mm-hmm. interact with the audience as our characters. But in a positive way, so that they really feel included. And that's, I'm hoping, will be something new to this area as far as watching any type of theater performance.
So you sort of talked a little bit about some of the dance numbers. Your Broadway, mm-hmm. your experience with dance is Broadway, and
yes.
your experience with dance is ballet,
yes.
which, from my understanding, are sort of two different things. So how do you bring those two together for burlesque-style dancing?
Well, what I'm doing with my dancers, and it's extremely important, is that every movement in burlesque should be beautiful. And in classical ballet, every movement is beautiful. And then Christy, so I choreograph these movements. And then Christy comes in and she's adding a little bit of acting, a little splash to it. So we're really a great team that way.
And it's very fortunate to have, you know, I think to have our different backgrounds and be able to work from each other's strengths. And we'll say, lady, I need you to help me with this number. And, you know, what does this need? And she'll say, how about this movement? And then I might, as she said, come in and watch the number and come from a different perspective from an acting standpoint and change the levels of the choreography and add
sometimes humor,
some humor to it. just different choices as far as delivery, as far as from an acting standpoint, which therein will affect your movement.
When people think of the term burlesque, they think maybe striptease or, you know, or sexy or, you know what I mean. So is that something that people can expect to see?
They can expect some suggestive movements done with a lot of class is what they can expect. There's ways to gesture, to let the audience let their minds wander without actually doing anything and being raunchy and crude. So all the girls are dressed beautifully. They'll be wearing, you know, more than, you know, a bikini that you see on commercials.
Christy, when we spoke earlier, you mentioned it being a celebration of beauty, and
yes.
You use those words.
I did. And Lady and I came up with this. I think it's her concept, and we just kept evolving that when we present the show to people, that it's about women embracing their bodies, no matter if they're 18 or if they're 38 or 49. And we have those age ranges that are in the show. And we even have some performers that aren't experienced as dancers, but they're just very artistic people who love life at their age and want to show that. And we want to celebrate that in all shapes and sizes.
I mean, one thing that I tell the dancers is this is not about making people attracted to you. That is not what we're doing. We're not putting ourselves out there in that way. You have to be performing beyond your level of attraction. So maybe if someone isn't attracted to you, they may say, wow, you know, I wouldn't want to date her or marry her, but boy, she sure did entertain me. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing to watch how confident the dancers become through this process, because it really is about confidence in your own beauty, whatever shape, size you are.
Mm-hmm.
So where did you find these dancers? If some of them are not professional dancers and they're just members of the community, how did you find them?
Well, one of the performers we were looking for a woman of a certain age. We have a specific concept. And I was on Facebook, and she posted a picture of herself, and it wasn't particularly sexy or anything, but there was something about the look in her eye and the way she had pulled down her glasses and she was peering over her glasses, and I thought, she's perfect for the show. So I took a chance and called her up, and she said yes right away and was super excited about it.
So whether a girl's night out or date night, expect to be entertained.
Right.
Either way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
What are we missing?
Well, you can find us if anyone's interested. We don't have a web page, but we do have a Facebook page called Blossoms Burlesque, and you can also find us on Twitter.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Blossoms Burlesque can be seen this evening at 8:30 and 11:30 at Teatro Scarpino in Fayetteville. Ozarks at Largest Christina Thomas recently spoke with the show's producers, Lady Lavender and Christy Chambers.